Welcome to the 200th episode of Coverville's Lyrics Undercover. If you're a regular subscriber to the show, I thank you for your support. But if you're new to the show, let me tell you what you're about to hear. Lyrics Undercover takes a single song every week and explores the stories behind the song, from the inception of the group or the background of the artist, all the way up to the story about the real-life inspirations of the song and how it was written. And to help illustrate the points of the story, you'll hear a few snippets of the song as we go. Lyrics Undercover is produced 4 times a month and is available as an inexpensive premium feed featuring every episode or a free feed that delivers a single episode every month. Either way, I hope you'll consider subscribing, and you'll find out more, including a list of which songs have been uncovered, at lyricsundercover.com. Now, let's get to today's show. You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 200, Feeling Good by Nina Simone. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with 1 episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes 4 episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. Muse's cover of Feeling Good was just voted the best cover song ever by fans at NME.com, beating out the Beatles' cover of Twist and Shout and Johnny Cash's version of Hurt. This week on Lyrics Undercover, we'll go back to visit an iconic performance of the song, itself a cover, performed by the soulful Nina Simone. Born Eunice Kathleen Wayman in 1933, Simone was one of 8 children. She'd hoped to become a classical pianist and secured a spot at the Juilliard School of Music, a rare accomplishment for a black woman in the 1950s. She supported herself by working as an accompanist and by giving piano lessons. But it was the audition for a job at an Atlantic City nightclub that set her on a new path. She was told she could have the job if she could sing as well as play. Her life as a songstress who recorded in soul, jazz, and pop idioms began. Feeling Good was written by Anthony Newley and Leslie Brickus for the 1964 musical The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd. Gilbert Price performed the song on Broadway, but when Simone included it on her 1965 album, I Put a Spell on You, she made it her own.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Woo, and I'm feeling good.
Her moody yet elegant voice is the perfect instrument for the a cappella opening. There's a sense of peace and of simple abundance that is connected with the essence of life. Then the horns kick in and the song takes a turn for the blues. But this isn't the blues of suffering. It is instead an anthem that celebrates life and seeing past the bumps and detours. The conviction that today is a new day, it's a new life, builds through the song.
Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good.
By the time Simone enters the third verse, she's inviting the listener to join her. When she sings, "Don't You Know," you can't help but agree. And with that, the listener becomes a participant.
Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me.
While the definitive version of the song remains Simone's, the song has been covered by many. Talents as diverse as John Coltrane, Sammy Davis Jr., George Michael, and Michael Bublé have recorded versions, in addition to Muse's recent chart-topping cover. Stars when you shine. Simone lived in a bold world that was often difficult. Like many African Americans in the mid-1960s, she was deeply affected by the civil rights and Black Pride movements. The 1970s were a turbulent time. She divorced, hit financial difficulties, and became a bit of a nomad, settling at various points in Switzerland, Liberia, Barbados, France, and Great Britain. Her final album was released in 1993, and Simone died in 2003 at her home in France. Her unforgettable catalog, which includes Feeling Good, remains. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Robin Vidamos and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.